Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, Siesta Key is an upscale community on Florida's west coast, known for small-town living, white sand beaches. In fact, Dr. Beach named it America's number one beach. And now, home of the hit MTV docuseries, Siesta Key, back with new episodes, following a group of young adults confronting issues, coming of age, figuring out who they are, dealing with love, heartbreak, betrayal, class, looming adulthood. Among the stars, Brandon, a 22-year-old actor, model, musician, interested in fashion, did his first photo shoot when he was 16, featured in billboards around Florida for Ron John, frequently seen in local ads, best friends with Alex, considered the king of Siesta Key, known for his over-the-top parties. The debut of Siesta Key last summer was the number one original cable show in its time period, and now new episodes, Siesta Key, from the producers of Laguna Beach, returning Monday, January 15th, 10 Eastern Pacific on MTV, and Brandon with us on This Week in America. Hi, Brandon. Welcome to the program.
What's up, Rick? Thank you. I mean, you hit that right on the nose. Wow.
You have got so much going on for you, and we'll talk about that because we see it unfold on the series. I'm watching the trailer for the new episodes, and it talks about the beach is beautiful, but some things are starting to get ugly. What can we see? What can we expect to see in the new episodes?
In the new episodes, you can expect definitely just like you said, beautiful place. Things start to get a little darker. Things get a little more edgy and raw. I feel like in the summer premiere, it was very giggly, laughy, establishing who we are as people. But this time, we're all comfortable. We're all ready to go, and I feel like we all gave it everything we got. And I just feel like it's going to be a very entertaining, dramatic series.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch it unfold for you. We've got, as we know from one of the final episodes when Siesta Key was on the latter part of last year, where you've got a girlfriend, this music career is really taking off. You're working with a well-known music producer. Talk about juggling that, the new girlfriend, the career that's taking off, and besides that, you've got cameras that are following you every moment of the day. Talk about the challenges.
Absolutely. It is a serious challenge that I feel like everyone out there can relate to, because career and then personal life, girlfriends, with my career taking off and all these new opportunities coming around and having to travel and remain busy and on the road for work, the last thing I want to do is hurt my girlfriend, because I'm a responsible guy. She deserves for me to be committed. And but it is hard because, when you're in a relationship, you want to do what's best for your partner, and you want to make sure that you're maintaining your responsibility as a partner, but at the same time, you got to put work first, and you can't miss opportunities for a relationship, depending on what the opportunities are.
Right.
But there's just so much going on right now, and I'm learning how to juggle, I guess.
Well, and this was something you always wanted to do. An outstanding high school football player, you had the choice of going on, possibly playing in college, and you decided you wanted to pursue the music career. So the dream is really starting to unfold for you, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's surreal. I graduated high school. I moved to New York to pursue modeling, acting, music. And, right now in my life, I'm 22. The show came around. And, it's surreal. It's really paying off. I go out to Walmart at 2 a.m. and people are like, "Oh, are you Brandon from Siesta Key? Oh, I really love your music. I listen to it." And it's honestly amazing, because it's just, it starts off as a dream, and at some point it seems so far and out of reach. But just like that, in the blink of an eye, your whole life changes and things will never be the same.
Brandon with us from the hit MTV docuseries Siesta Key, new episodes Mondays 10 Eastern Pacific. In talking about that, let's focus a little bit on the new season. Not only are you juggling your life, but you've got new people entering the TV show life that we see. We've got an expanded cast. We've got some new members coming in. Really looking forward to see how everybody fits in. Talk about some of the new people coming in and how that dynamic is working.
So like, pretty much, like, one of my best friends, one of my really good friends, Carson, he's coming on as a new face, and Juliet is one of her best friends, Hannah's coming on as new Tarek, there's a new personality, Tarek, he's also on there. There's this girl named Canvas, who's a little firecracker. She's you might see some stuff go down this next season with her. And Madison, my girlfriend, got her sister Paige. And the thing is, I feel like what the good thing about bringing these new faces on is every one of them has a closer spot in each of our lives, so we're able to share on camera more detailed and a lot more comfortable than we would with someone that we're good friends with, but not like a best of friends. You know, I would talk to Carson and Alex more than I would talk to Garrett about something, and that's why I feel like there's going to be a lot more raw emotion on this winter premiere.
This is interesting because it's a group, I mentioned, a group of young adults, but a group of young adults, maybe not necessarily friends going in, but acquaintances. How has that worked out? How have the relationships changed? Are you still friends? At least, are you still friendly with everybody that's in the cast?
No, I am. I'm a very, very friendly guy. I very rarely have drama, and I don't hold grudges. It takes a lot to push me to the edge where I don't like somebody and I don't want to hang out with them anymore. But I feel like when we argue, when we have drama, when we're fighting, in a way, I feel like it brings us closer, because I heard something from somebody the other day that when you're in a relationship or you're in a friendship, the best way to become close is by showing emotion. And I feel like when you show emotion, it means that you care, whether it's bad emotion or good emotion. But it brings us closer together after it all settles. And I feel like I'm at a point right now where I'm the closest with each member on the cast that I've been in my entire life.
You know, it's interesting, as you watch some of these series, you feel, okay, there's probably the TV personality and the real personality. As I'm watching you, I feel this is really Brandon. Are we seeing who you are?
This is me, baby. This is me on TV. This is me off TV. Everyone sees me, you know, off screen. And it's really a humbling feeling, and it's also a very cool feeling when people see me off the show and they're like, man, you really are, like, really chill, you're really cool, just like you are on the show. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's who I am. You know, I'm not on a acting TV show, nothing scripted, so it's not like not being myself. It's not like I'm playing a character. This is me, and I feel like the same with everybody else. And it's just cool, man. It's really cool to really inspire people just by being yourself and showing the world who you are.
And it's fun to watch your career develop and take off. And we will see that. Brandon with us, one of the stars of MTV's hit docuseries, Siesta Key. Back with new episodes Mondays, 10 Eastern Pacific on MTV. Brandon, great catching up with you. Good luck with the series, the career. Hopefully we'll talk soon. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Rick.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.